So if you could tell me your name again.
Art Zaretsky.
And
I joined up in 1962, and I spent 33 years in the service and retired in 95.
And how much of that was with the Queen's Own?
7 years.
7 years.
After they disbanded, we went to Patricia. I stayed with the Patricias a couple of years, and then I remustered to logistics.
And where did you go then?
Logistics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
And when you were with the Queen's Own, were you at the Work Point barracks?
Yeah, I was at Work Point. Yeah. And I went to Germany and Cyprus. And I spent time in the Golan Heights, and that's about it, other than moving around all over. But it was a good time. I enjoyed it. You know.
And when Joe Webb was just here, and he's saying that you do all of this kind of thing, what does he mean? Do you do the framing of the...
Yeah, I could do all this.
So this is a, I guess you'd call it kind of a shadow box?
Yeah, that's a shadow box.
And so we've got Queen's Own rifles, that's an arm.
Yeah, it goes up here.
What's the proper term for it?
Queen's Own rifles again. Yeah,
but is it
it's
that kind of badge?
A shoulder flash.
Shoulder flash, okay.
Yeah. And then the hat badge, and then the two collar dogs, and then the two black QORs, they were worn on the epaulette of the TWs. And then there's the 100th anniversary medallion, the 140th, and that's the 150th.
Oh,
and that's the belt and buckle and keepers we used to wear.
Very nice. And so you make these up for display, or can people purchase these?
Oh, they can buy
them, yeah.
I do a lot of them for guys. Yeah.
It's beautiful work, and especially the circular.
Yeah.
That's
but it's time consuming. It
yeah.
takes a lot of time.
Yeah, that's right. And then what's this? This is a
That's
frame.
Just a picture of an old Queen's Own soldier that I framed. And this here is a medal from the Fenian raids way back in the 1800s with the two bars. And the most you can have on there is three bars. And that's it.
And is that the Queen Victoria on it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'll take a picture of it in a moment too.
Okay, yeah. And this here was given to me by a friend of mine in Portage la Prairie, Len Quinlan. They made that.
So it's a carved wood plaque?
Yeah, it's carved oak.
Carved oak.
Yeah,
and
with the crest and all the battle honors and our affiliated regiment in England, the Buffs.
Oh, yes, that's right. And that's yours personally, is it?
That's mine, yeah. And this here is a cigarette case with the Queen's Own lighter and matches for the junior ranks, and these are for the officers.
Oh, they had different colored matchbooks.
Yeah. And then there's this, the Queen's Own crest. And that's what I do on the back of them. I put the history of the Queen's Own, and they're ready to go home and hang on the wall.
Now, I saw a couple people were presented with these last night, the meet and greet, and you had done those ones.
I done them, yeah.
Okay.
Done four of them for him.
Where are the crests made?
I have no idea, but I get them from a guy in Vancouver. Oh.
Beautiful. It's beautiful work, isn't it? And you're matting with the deep mats there.
Yeah, very nice. You see, the Queen's Own colors are red and black and dark green, eh? So I try and stay with the colors of the regiment. Like I do other ones. I've done some RCMP ones and Postal Corps. I've done Reamy. Well, I've done hundreds of them.
And did you do this display over here? Is this something you put together too? No?
No, but I mounted that crest there.
The large crest, yeah.
That's for the museum, eh?
Wonderful. Now, where is the museum?
It's down at Naden.
Oh, yes, and that's
in that old building by the old parade square there?
There's a trip tomorrow morning there, I think.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going on that?
Probably not, because I can go anytime,
yeah.
Eh? But have you been in it?
I have been in it once, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, eh?
It is,
There's a lot of my work in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like I had a collection of rank badges and trades badges, and they wanted to do shadow boxes for the museum. So they asked me, and they didn't have all the badges, so I used mine. I gave them mine. It's for the museum. They get it anyways.
And so it's hanging in the museum display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nice. There's other pictures in there that I, you know. But it's like my hobby. You know?
Right.
Try to do something. But I have them all across Canada. I even done some in the States. Yeah, for a guy that was in the Navy and passed away. And it was my niece's husband, actually. And they done, when they buried him, he was buried in the military cemetery with full regimental honor. Flag, honor guard, fired the guns. And then when they fired the guns, they gave her 3 casings. So I mounted in the shadow box for her with a picture of her husband.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Could I take a picture of you with the display here as well?
Sure.